I should have just been recording that the whole time. We're gonna kick the pig and eat the bacon, kick the tires, light the fires, punch your mom and stab your dad. I have no idea what it is. It's time for Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 351 for April 16th, 2016. Bam! Joke! Bam! Another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show that wasn't even supposed to happen, but is, because of circumstances outside of our control. Even Horseshoes and Hand Grenades can't stop the wheel of time from us spinning around and hitting over a few buckets and blocks and buildings on its way through whatever it is it's doing. I'm just imagining this water wheel that somehow is related to time, like coming off the axle and rolling into town and be like, oh, everybody look out, the time wheel's coming, and it's just rolling over people.
Majora's Mask.
Oh, did they do that then? Was there a water wheel of time? I thought that was when the moon was just like...
I was just thinking the time thing.
The moon was like, I'm angry.
I have a question.
I'm a bald earth, yeah.
You may know this.
I know all things.
So I was going to Corral.
Okay.
And they had the road blocked. They had like blocked it down to one lane. I would have actually been on time. And there was this dude with like a nozzle coming out of a truck. And he was just going, he was like extruding from the nozzle.
Was it a fire truck?
No, it was just like they were doing stuff on the road. But you know sometimes how you drive down a road and it's got like all that weird, like gray spider webbing all over, just like weird extrusions.
Oh, it's like tar?
Yeah.
And you're laying down some more asphalt? You're spraying it?
It wasn't a spray. It was just kind of like, you know when you take glue and you put it on the back of wood and you just kind of go, pfft? That's what they were doing.
I don't work in road construction.
But I don't.
Unfortunately, why didn't you stop and ask him?
Well, because it was my turn to go, and I wanted to be kind of on time.
No, my grandfather would be able to tell you. He did road work.
But isn't that, like, have you ever just driven over? You know what I'm talking about? Like
where you see, like, it's like, what did they do here? Somebody just lost their mind.
Yeah,
like
weird extrusions.
Drawing extrusions
all over the place. But I got to see them doing it. I'm like, what are you, is it? I don't know if it's like to strengthen the road, to prove.
Yeah.
Because this is what I was thinking. I'm like, okay so it's getting hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold. So maybe that helps prevent potholes?
Like it's like road stitches?
It's like road binder.
It's like there's a wound here, we'll just stitch it.
To keep it from potholing. Does anybody know what we're on about?
If you know what Ashley's talking about, please send us an email to hnhshow@gmail.com because she really needs this answer.
Because that's just gonna bug the old like crap out of me.
It kind of leads me to think, like, could you basically duct tape your whole body together to keep wounds from occurring? Like if you pre-bandage yourself.
Like to keep your arm from falling off?
Yeah, if I were to pre-bandage my arm, you know, and then I got hit with a dagger, would the wound open, or would it be like, oh, I'm pre-bandaged, so
stay shut? That's actually a good question. Would the duct tape take some of the shock away from your skin?
There's only one way to find out, actually.
But
I have a large
the duct
knife. We can go out back after the show
and not do this to each other?
All right.
We just go find an unwilling volunteer. At Whole Foods when they're really annoying and they run you over with their carts.
Yeah, we find one of those. We can find a drifter like Rambo.
Isn't that a song?
What, Drifter?
Yeah.
I'm a drifter. I'm a smoker. I don't think
it's peanut butter poker.
I'm a peanut butter poker. I don't even know what that means. Hey, by the way, if you're new to the show, I'm your host, Steven, joined as always by the wonderful, the amazing, the incredible, the fun and full of interesting stories, Smashley.
Hi!
We're here to bring you some odd, weird news and crazy stuff that we think is important to you. We shouldn't be here today.
No.
By the by,
this was unexpected.
Yep, the intention was to not be here. However, we are here today because my son doesn't travel in cars. That is the truth.
Well, I think he would have been fine if he would not have picked up like hoof and mouth disease.
Yeah, he got mane and tail.
I used to wash my hair with that.
I don't know why you wouldn't. It sounds, I mean, you can wash your butt and your head. That's what it means. Mane and tail. You don't even need coconut oil. You've got mane and tail.
I used to not be a hippie.
then I used mane and tail. No, we made it to, let's see, we left here and we drove 2 hours to Florence, Jeez. South Carolina, stayed in a hotel, turned around and came home.
That's so depressing.
It was not as successful of a trip to Florida as we were hoping it would be. And it was a difficult decision. You know, you're like, you're prepping for a month or two. You're like decided you're going to take him to see grandma and grandpa and you're going to put him on horses.
Yeah.
You're going to look at the tractor and he's going to run around in the dirt. And it was just, oh man, we were so excited. And we got about halfway down that road and he wouldn't sleep. He decided, hey, I know it's nighttime and all, but I'm just going to cry the whole time. Oh. I'm just going to cry, cry, cry. I'm going to fall asleep multiple times, but I'm going to wake up almost seconds after and cry some more.
Oh,
so we were like, we can't do this. So we stopped in a hotel. He chewed on everything he wasn't supposed to chew on in a nasty hotel. I stopped at a Best Western. That's how desperate I was, everybody.
I haven't been to one of those in a while.
That's because you shouldn't. I am a Hampton Inn kind of fella. If it ain't owned by Hilton, I ain't going in. But when you
like
go in,
of the Paris Hiltons?
Yeah, yes, those people. Ugh. I mean, I don't want to, you know, ugh. I will spend one night in a Hilton, if you know what I mean.
Wait a minute, what?
But not that kind of Hilton.
What?
That's what the...
I'm telling Stephanie.
No, you know what
I mean.
That's not the same.
My sister's gonna yell at you.
No, one night in the Hilton Hotel.
One night in Baghdad makes a grown man crump. What is that song?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
One night in.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No, it's an 80s song. One night.
One ticket. Two tickets to paradise.
One night in Bangkok.
Oh, okay.
Not Baghdad.
Baghdad and Bangkok are two completely different places.
One night
in
Bangkok.
A whole different set of circumstances that you could run into overnight.
And the world's your oyster.
I don't want to be overnight at either one of those places, to be honest with you. I have a buddy who went to Thailand. He said, ladyboys are a real thing, and you will question what you're doing. Be like, wait a minute.
That's why, you know, don't be a whore when you go to other countries.
No, don't do that. Don't bring home anything, if you know what I mean.
I mean,
and don't leave anything
there. If you meet somebody, that's fine.
No.
You can bring them home.
Don't
meet people. But don't bring, like, their vestigials.
Don't.
Their vagina vestigials.
Don't bring their vagina home with you, if you know what I mean. Don't leave your stuff in there, and don't bring you home anything. Let's all just stay in the hotel. When we foreign travel, we stay in the hotel room, and we just eat what they provide, and then we go home. Don't leave.
I feel like we need to start the show over again. Everything we've said has been bad.
I don't know how this is any different from any other show we've ever done.
We haven't talked about poop.
No, I could. Trust me. I've had some gas this week. You would not believe. You would not, and I can't figure out where it's coming from.
I'm so sorry you're not hanging out with us right now. I know you're stricken.
It's just it's a chronic situation. I'm like, what did I eat? I didn't eat anything that was bad. Maybe I had a buffalo chicken sandwich, but that shouldn't be like 6 days worth. It's probably that Thai food. It was probably the fire veg that I had.
That I'm so jealous that you guys got fire veg. I told Jacob, I'm like, Steven got fire veg! And Jacob just kind of looked at me like I had lost my mind. And I have to tell him the story every time.
He should probably provide some insight before people are like, what the heck is Steven talking about?
I'm like, it's the best thing to eat on the planet, duh.
Oh, yeah. It's vegetable fried rice. But the way they wrote it on the box when I first ordered it looked like fire veg.
Because it was the hot,
was
so they
like,
wrote fire vegetable.
Yeah, it was
but
like
it
F/R/VEG, but they wrote it so poorly, all I could see was fire veg. And I'm like, I want that! Fire veg, let's eat it. It was so good, because it's very spicy. It is very spicy.
It was good. And then hot. Remember when you spilled it on the couch and you were like devastated?
Oh gosh, when it fell over, the whole thing was like, just dumped it out on the couch. I have some bad success. I should not eat on the couch, I think, is what we should get down to. That's the bottom line.
Let's get down to business.
We should get down to business.
To defeat the Hulk.
You still haven't seen Batman, right?
No.
When are you going?
I don't know.
Go tomorrow or today or sometime.
Wally's coming over tomorrow. Maybe we'll go tomorrow.
Take Wally.
Wally's just say, already seen it.
Well, tell Wally to see it again.
Wally can see it again.
Yeah, Wally can see. You have to see it so we can talk about it.
I know.
If you don't see it, we can't talk about it.
I from everything I'm hearing, I'm just like, I could maybe wait till this came out on like Blu-ray.
Listen, you could, but that's not the point. You still kind of want to see it in big bad, you know?
Yeah.
Big bad cinema.
There's a movie that just I've only seen one preview for it. I have so many things. So Star Trek, I have yet to see a preview for.
I don't know what happened to that movie.
Like, where nobody's talking about it.
It's either a complete piece of crap, or it's going to just come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's great.
I feel like they haven't promoted it at all. Like, I haven't seen...
To be fair, where's Warcraft at, too? It comes out in June, and we haven't had another trailer for that since the first trailer.
Yeah, but I've seen lots of stuff online about it.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Star Trek did kind of just... vanish into the great beyond.
Right. I've literally seen one article on it, and it was, where the hell is Star Trek?
Right.
It wasn't like, here's information about, everybody's excited about Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, they should be. Holy crap, did you see that Rogue One? Wait, you're trying to not watch
that. I've seen the one. I'll watch a teaser trailer.
Yeah.
So I've decided after having movie after movie, when Terminator ruined the whole,
The whole movie. Yeah.
The whole movie.
Yeah.
By telling you exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like the big twist. It was basically if you would have went and saw the original Star Wars and they would have just told you that Vader was Luke's father.
Right.
That's basically, I'm just like, you know what? I'm done. I'm staying. I'm going to watch a teaser trailer. I'm going to get excited. And then I'm done. I'm not watching anything else because trailers suck.
That's actually really smart. And I really want you to see the latest Suicide Squad trailer, but I get it. I am pumped about it. So that movie is going to be fine. You know, when you kind of walked into Batman, Superman, in a sense, and you're like, these trailers are great, but for whatever reason, I'm just not feeling like it's just not going to connect.
Right.
Slow Suicide. Good gracious. Suicide Squad.
That's got to be one of your, like, emo songs.
It is, from back in the day. Yeah. But Suicide Squad, I'm looking at it, I'm like, I'm just going to have a great time. I think this is
going
to be awesome.
Is it looking good?
It's looking fantastic. I think Margot Robbie is going to kill it as Harley Quinn. I'm a little bothered, and this is, I think... I'm worried about Margot Robbie's acting career. And you say, why, Steven? Why would you be worried about?
What else was she in?
She was in The Wolf of Wall Street. She's been in a couple
other... Was she
other...
the wife?
Yeah. Yeah. And she was in... Now you know why I'm worried about her acting career. Because she's in another movie with Chris Pine and some other dude.
Was she
where
a
she's
whore
like
in
the
that
last
one too?
Female on the planet. And then there's another movie that she's in with Will Smith where she just did Flirty Eyes. Focus. That was the name of that movie. I didn't watch that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of worried that she's going to get typecasted into the body that can sort of act. Because there's some stuff in the trailer for Suicide Squad where like, they just showed her boobs. Like they just tried to show her putting on a shirt. Not showed her boobs. But you're just like, there's got to be more to her than just she's willing to be naked on camera.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like...
What was the chick from James Bond? She was Christmas. And like they they came up after almost drowning in a submarine. She's like,
yeah, she was in Wild Things. That's where she was the big thing.
I mean, she's gorgeous. I don't know that she can
Denise
act.
Denise Richards.
Yes, Denise Richards.
Denise Richards.
I'm like, she's absolutely gorgeous. But it and the chick from Seventh Heaven that was in Blade 3.
Seventh Heaven. Oh, Jessica Biel?
Yeah, she was like, she was gorgeous and she was buff. I'm like, she could be the freaking most awesome action female hero star ever because, like, she was cut. She was freaking Sarah Connor. And you never saw her in anything because she never got any, like, speaking roles.
Yeah, right. So it's kind of like, the thing Margot Robbie has for her is she can act. At the same time. But she's just like, when your first starring role that anyone cares about is a full frontal scene in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
And then the following, like, two movies involve you being a sex object for, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, a strongly acted sex object character. It's kind of like, is that where you want things to go?
Yeah.
Is that how you want it to play out in your career? I don't know.
I mean, I'm wondering if, like...
Maybe.
The whole thought process is I want to act. These are the roles I'm getting. I can venture out after I get my name kind of.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I would think that.
Right.
Like, I'll take these kind of scrubby roles. I said scrub because Rogue puppy called me a scrub hooker. I'm going to tell your fiance and she's going to yell at you.
Nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like, is that like a business decision?
I don't know. It's agents, man. You got to like what they throw at. And the thing is, like, I think about the story Denzel Washington told where he was like, I could have gone to this movie and it was going to be a big movie. They told me it was going to be awesome. He said it was he used a different word, but he can because he's Denzel Washington. He said, I was the black guy you couldn't kill. And it was like this guy that they kept putting in prison and, you know, nothing would kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy came to him and said, listen, you can take this movie and yeah, you'll probably do a great job and it'll be awesome, but you will always be the black guy they can't kill. And that will be your character from the time you start to the time you end your career. And he passed.
Really?
He decided to pass on it. And then the next year he did Glory, which was the Civil War story, and he just got all kinds of acclaim, you know? And he was something better than what he would have been. It's just
if he
would
have just
doing.
Taken what, yeah.
Yeah. So it was. You got to think about this stuff. Actors, listen, you actors right. out there.
We know.
We know.
We know.
Because we've been there.
Right.
Not true at all. Coleman Ranahan will not cast you. Don't go into Coleman Ranahan's movies.
I'm so excited for his stuff. Like,
I love that guy.
It's.
I want to have him on the show.
Our like someone we know. Is
yeah, he's like
doing
our buddy.
He's doing.
He's making feature films.
Like, hey, I think I'm gonna go make a movie, and we're like, okay, Coleman, have fun making a movie, and then you're like,
Storming the Castle.
Oh shit, he made a movie.
He really did,
and he submitted it.
He Indiegogo'd that sucker and made it happen.
What the crap? That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. We haven't
so
played Witcher in a couple days.
So play. Oh, we're supposed to. We have to talk about games for like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Can unless you need it, can I steal zombies?
Zombies.
Left 4 Dead. Not Left 4 Dead.
Do
Did
I
you
have
ever
Left
play
Dead?
Left 4 Dead?
I don't have Left 4 Dead.
No, not Left 4 Dead. The Last of Us.
Yes. Where is it? It's in my cabinet. Yes, you can definitely borrow that.
Unless
game.
You're like
nope.
If that's okay.
Nope. Gonna play The Witcher one day when I get some time to myself.
Okay.
I'm gonna play The Witcher.
I am addicted to watching him play that game.
I'm addicted to watching. It's a
well,
great
it's because it's fantastic. Because it's just like, well, which dialogue point there's. So I think the only downside to that is there's so much saving.
I save constantly.
Like,
every 30 seconds.
Every battle, you have to save before, and then you have to save after. Every decision, you probably need to save. And if you, like, walk into a decision, and you haven't saved in 10 minutes, and you make the wrong decision.
I save all the things.
Yeah.
I save all the time. Constantly. Never stop.
We accidentally let someone die on a mission, and he's like, I haven't saved in 20 minutes.
I have to start all the way over.
Yeah.
It's legit. You really need to. I've been playing some, like, some little indie games. I picked up Gunpoint, which was on sale for $2 the other day. It's usually $10. It's like a puzzle game where you're a spy. It's really cleverly written. And you get little tools to bounce around this building. It's like 8-bit styled. And you go around this building trying to stop traps and disarm guards and everything. You get points for if you go fast and you're not seen and all this other stuff.
That's cool.
And it's $2 and super, super, super fun.
Was it on GOG?
No, it was on Steam.
Oh, okay. Why don't I have Steam?
I don't know. I try to avoid GOG.
How come?
Because it's just they make things more complicated than they should be. Steam is just right there. It's like when Jacob downloaded Witcher and it came in like 5 bundled RAR files and stuff. It's just like Steam, I just say download and it downloads and then I say play and I play it. And plus I have that Steam link downstairs so I can play games downstairs. I mean, it's just a remote desktop thing. But
GOG has like all kinds of nice cheapy deals.
They do. They do. I mean, if it's something really came out that I wanted and it was on GOG, I'd get it. You know, why not? Good old games. Is that what it's called? Good old games?
I have no idea. It's green.
No, that's Green Man Gaming. You're thinking Green Man Gaming.
It was something because he kept saying, I hate this. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And then I'm like, Gio, I've used them before. But I mean, it was a while ago, so I didn't realize. I remember I had to like call Brad and be like, why can't I do the thing?
I don't know how to work the thing.
Make the thing work. And then I never played it because I'm stupid.
We should actually, I don't know, stream a game from time to time.
I know.
Since that's what we talked about doing.
I'm afraid that people will think that watching Witcher is boring because there's a lot of...
Have you seen how many people watch stupid, boring stuff?
That's true.
It's amazing.
I mean,
I watch people farm on Stardew Valley if the person talking is fun enough. It's all about the person. Like, I want to enjoy the experience with that person. I've watched a dude play Dark Souls over, and I don't even I don't even play Dark Souls. I don't even like Dark Souls. I don't even know anything about Dark Souls.
I just did fun. Is he die constantly? That's
generally,
all I know about
yes.
Dark Souls. Yeah.
But he's playing a special build. He's playing what he called the Spartan build, where he can only use spears and has one shield. He can use spears and round shields.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I think
hilarious.
He can arm himself in gloves and pants, but that's about it.
Gloves and pants and gloves like, and pants and gloves and pants.
I'm just,
and
you're crazy. But I guess doing that and theming the game would kind of make it fun to replay, because just see if you could get through it. You know, can I do this? But I have a 9-to-5 job. I ain't got time for all this.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time. And a baby. So I come home and, like, that's what I do. And then, like, maybe when 9 o'clock rolls around, I do that. I watch a show or play some video games. We should do our show.
Yeah, you know? We could do, like,
we should actually tell some news, because we're for 20 minutes in now.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
We talk a lot. I love you guys.
Factoid of the week, coming after you, baby.
During World War II, the crew of the British submarine HMS Trident kept a fully grown reindeer called Pollyanna aboard their vessel for 6 weeks. It was a gift from the Russians. Could you imagine a reindeer in a submarine with you? I can't even imagine a submarine, much less like a reindeer in a submarine.
Can you imagine the reindeer in the submarine? Because, like, we have the capacity to understand why things are the way they are underwater. This reindeer's like, mother,
I'm just in this.
Except it's in Ruthen. It's in Ruthen.
It's in Ruthen. It's in Russian. Knit.
What? The shit? What the shitskis?
I can't do Russian. That's, there you go. It's just German with skis on the end of all the words. What are you doing,
underwater shitskis?
Wunderbar, it's a boat.
Do I look like? I don't.
Unter boat. What are you boat? Unter. What?
Unter.
Unter boat. How do you, what is the word? I know what it is.
Luftwaffe. Means,
Luftwaffe, I remember that.
I don't know what boat is.
Unter. I don't know, what's boat? What's boat? No, I, boot. No, no, undersea boot. What is the German word? I know U-boat. I know what that means. But why? Wait, what is the U?
Wait.
It's not undersea
German
boat.
For
come on.
Submarine. Okay, wait.
It's Luftwaffe was the Air Force.
Yeah. Luftwaffe.
Submarine. I don't know enough German.
Okay, hold on. Yes,
hey,
I know
way,
it's a
U-boat.
What's the stand for?
Thank you for everybody who's tuned into the show today. We love you guys. We're glad to have you here. It's exciting for us. I hope it's exciting for you. We appreciate you not boycotting us just for living in North Carolina. That's fine.
Unterseeboot.
Unterseeboot? Did I really get it right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew Unter, but...
Success.
Unterseeboot?
Unterseeboot.
Is that for shizzles?
Under the sea. Ba-da-da-da-da. Under the... Let's do world news. Hoof-hearted, shakalaka-laka-boom-boom, and wiki-wiki-wiki-mow-mow.
Again!
Okay, let me try that again. Hoof-hearted, shakalaka-boom-boom, and waikikamookow are just three of the dozens of strange and wonderful racehorse names that have tickled punters and twisted the tongues of long-suffering racetrack commentators. Now a new steed has joined their ranks, a two-year-old gelding named Horsey McHorseface. Who are these people?
I've decided that Jacob has called in these names.
This is the
or Stephanie.
The jokey moniker riffs off a public poll in Britain that shows Bodie McBoatface is the most popular name for a $300 million polar research ship.
Jeez.
The Natural Environment Research Council have not yet decided if they will run with the public's joke. Australian horse owner Joe Rossetti came up with the amusing spinoff, quickly convincing his co-owner Bjorn Baker, a trainer at Sydney's Warwick Farm racecourse. We had a laugh about it in the office and thought, hey, why not? Racing manager Jake Bruce told CNN, Joe's a good bloke and he's a good horse. We just thought it would be a good fit. You know, if you're going to do this stuff, like if you're going to put a public poll out there for something.
They're lucky it wasn't raunchy.
Yeah, they're lucky it came out what it is, because you cannot just, you know, turn around and act like, you know, oh, well, we know we let you vote, but since we don't like it.
Right.
What? You can't do that. That's not fair.
I mean, the internet did vote on you shaving into a pirate beard, but you didn't do it.
Well, I didn't want to shave my beard at all. And that was your idea, not mine. I didn't consent to
consend.
The vote. I didn't consent. I didn't consent to pirate beard vote. I kind of do want to shave my beard a little bit.
A pirate beard?
I could do a pirate beard. I feel like I've gotten fatter, so my jowls are a lot bigger than they used to be. My beard helps mask that.
I finally broke down and went on Weight Watchers.
You know, the point system is pretty good.
I'm actually impressed. I mean, because I'd been counting calories, and I'm just like, this isn't... I mean, I'm getting 1,200. It's just, it wasn't working. And then Jacob's all like, okay, we're going to do weight training now on top of the cardio, but we're still going to keep the weight training up in the cardio zone so you can't, like, take breaks between machines. Except for the, like, one-minute break.
Madness.
Yeah, so my everything hurts.
Well, you know what I say about him.
He's an asshole, sir.
That's what I think.
Steven!
Yo.
Steven!
What?
Okay, so when you think of a gym, there's certain types of people.
I think of Jim Kirk.
Oh my God.
That's who I think of when I think of Jim.
Jim! I'm a doctor, not a voodoo priestess, Jim!
I think of Jim.
Seriously, Star Trek, get on it, because I...
Yeah, people need to know.
I need you to be good, because...
People need to know.
You know? The stuff. What, did you hear anything about the whole Natalie Portman leaving Thor and she didn't want to do the second movie and...
Natalie Portman doesn't really fit the Marvel Universe to me anyway. And apparently the next Thor is going to take place mainly not on Midgard, aka Earth.
Yeah.
So it really wouldn't be a point. I don't know why I don't feel like Natalie Portman seems like she wants to be
there. I didn't mind her in the first... I know the second one she did not want... But I didn't know why. I didn't know if it was because she just had her baby or...
No one minds Natalie Portman.
No.
Like, let's just get that
That's true.
Right out the gate.
That's true.
But I don't feel like... You have a sense that she's just not the most important character in the world. Like, it's just kind of eh.
Yeah.
I mean, she's Thor's love interest, but let's be honest. Thor can be whatever he wants.
And for her to be, because she picks up the hammer at one point and becomes Thor, so.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Is she she's the new female Thor? No.
No. This was temporary because she's human. It was killing her.
Oh. But she was worthy of the Thor's hammer.
Yeah, she had cancer.
I guess you're right. So the female Thor was Jane Foster.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that. I knew they did a female Thor, but I didn't.
But it was temporary because she had to pick it up. But it was killing her because I mean she couldn't her you know human body wasn't equipped for blah blah blah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like humans can't do. Well, what about David Blake? He was Thor first.
How long though?
I don't. Forever.
Was he Who Man?
Yeah, he's Who Man.
You can't Thor. Thor has to be Thor. You can't be Thor without being Thor first. Thor is Thor.
David Blake, Thor, right?
Wasn't the original Thor.
Was it Don Blake? No, it wasn't Don Blake.
You can't be Thor. You can't be original Thor without actually being Thor. Like, otherwise it would have been, the comic would have been named Don.
Donald Blake was Thor.
For...
Because he picked up Thor's hammer, so he got his powers.
I don't know. I just knew it was killing Jane. And she had cancer or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea where I was going with this. It was kind of...
Robert Blake? Was it Robert Blake? Thank you. The ends wouldn't meet. I don't know what you...
The ends wouldn't meet?
Was it Robert? Robert Blake?
Who's Robert Blake?
No, I'm pretty sure it's Donald Blake. I don't think there's a Robert Blake.
Robert.
Who is Robert Blake? I feel like if it's not the first thing that I see...
But I don't know.
Whatever. Well, this isn't a comic book show, but yeah. Okay. Why are we talking about Thor anyway? How do we even get on this subject?
Because I brought up the gym.
Oh, yeah. So Thor goes to the gym?
No. So there's like, you go to the gym and you see these people. And, you know, Steven and I people watch. Like, we just sit and watch people. And so when I'm like running my little wheel, I'm like straining all over the place looking to watch people. And there's always like people like me that, you know, need to lose 20, 30 pounds. And there's people that need to lose like 60, 80 pounds. And they're like in there with the trainer. So, and then there are like the sweaty jock dudes that just like walk in already dripping sweat for some reason and smell like a foot when they walk by.
It's like they were just coming out of a Fast and Furious movie.
Yes! The what is it? The slippery and...
Too fast, too slippery.
Moist and slippery.
They look like they just walked off set of Fast and
they
Furious.
They look like a used condom.
Oh.
No. I love it. You're like,
no. I don't even want to know what that is. I don't want to know what that would look like.
No.
I just fell out of a vat of Vaseline. Don't look at me like that.
Like, it's just... There was a dude that like walked by like... There is no way that in the 15 minutes that you have been here, your deodorant just stopped working.
It's the kind of deodorant that only pretends to work. When you actually like, want to do something, it's like, no.
You either haven't taken a shower in a month, because like sweat doesn't smell unless it's been on you forever and the bacteria starts like co-mingling with it.
Bacteria starts just farting all over your body. It eats it and it's just like...
Bacterial farts.
It makes great alcohol, and it makes bad perspiration. Bacteria eats the things and then farts.
Fungus farts.
Yeah.
What the crap?
It's true.
Anyway.
That's how the system works. We all know that.
There are also, like, super mega gym douches. Right. Every gym has their douche.
Yep.
I met mine the day I signed up. Oh my God. So there's this dude that comes to the gym and he's got like one bionic leg and it's the coolest thing I've ever seen because his other leg's like all tatted up and he's just poof. Like,
right.
He looks like he could be RoboCop. And I keep wanting him just to take his bionic leg and just smack the shit out of Gym Douche with it. I'm like, that would be the best thing on the planet.
You're like Rocket Raccoon. I need that guy's leg.
Yes! Except legit need his leg.
Don't question me.
So he walks in and he's, you know, doing whatever. And I'm like spinning my wheel and there's a screen in front of me and it reflects behind me. So I was watching him and he goes to town on the punching bag, except it's you need boxing gloves punching bag.
Oh, right, right.
Which means you could either get a boxer's fracture if you do it barehanded or you could break your wrists. And so he punches it once and I see him like tense up and then he does it two more times because...
Yeah, you know.
Screw you, bag.
Why, yeah.
Right.
Show that bag who's boss.
Yeah. Jacob's out for a walk.
Oh, good.
With the baby.
Oh, good.
Sweet.
So we got a few minutes.
Yes.
We're all right. All right, good.
I could tell you were worrying.
I was, just a little bit.
I could tell. I could tell the dad furrow.
How can you tell that stuff?
There was a dad furrow.
I have a furrow? I have a dad furrow?
There was a dad furrow. I can read your mind.
I'm just going to make really
ridiculous... You're like, get on with the Gym Douche point,
I'm gonna
Ashley.
I'm going to make ridiculous expressions to the point where you won't even know.
It's the witchy powers, man. It's the witchy powers.
I'm just going to make this face till the show's over.
That just
over.
Looks like you farted. Like maybe are wondering about your pants.
I just spit all over my face.
But anyway, so he like starts hitting this stupid bag and like I can tell it hurts, but people are watching me because I'm the most important thing here and I'm suddenly an Australian.
So attractive.
Right, yeah.
I wrestle emus in my off time.
He bathes in emu oil.
I bathe in emu oil. Chase stingrays and man of war. I'm a Spartan with a spear. No clothes on because I'm a magical specimen.
Oh my God, that's the best thing
you ever. Have a box of kangaroo, boy? I boxed a kangaroo in my youth. Choked it out with a belt when he got a little rangry.
Rangry.
Rangry. That's Australian for angry. Foster's Australian for beer. Rangry, Australian for angry. Oggy boggy, pudding pie.
No, nobody drinks Foster's in Australia. Like, nobody. That's like saying Pantene is a premium American hair wash.
Pantene. Imported from America, Pantene beard oil. Rub it in your chest hair.
Don't people use like
plus
emu 10 oil?
Stamina.
How do you get emu oil? Excuse me, buddy bud. Could you just come like effervesce your oil into this container?
How do you get duck sauce? These are all important questions that we need answered, you know?
Yeah, but duck sauce.
Yeah, they had that in China too. It was a big deal back in like 2006.
Duck SARS?
Duck SARS.
Anyway, so jacked up Australian douche, who's not Australian, he's probably from Jersey.
Oh, excuse me, I used the wrong accent the whole time.
I mean, I've never met a douche from Australia, because once you have the accent, you like become anti-douche.
Jim Tan Laundry.
Jim Tan.
Okay, continue your story about Australian man.
Aussie douche. So he gets pissed off that he's hurting himself because he doesn't understand what a punching bag is actually utilized for. And so he just walks back from it and kicks straight up into the air, just one leg, like as high as he can. And like, yeah, I'm a Chuck Norris badass. And he like looks around and then he leaves the gym. And I almost fell off the machine. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, what the hell just happened? But he's like, I walked in. So it's the key card thing. And so you're not supposed to like tailgate, whatever. And so I knocked because I hadn't signed up. Yeah.
Or piggybacking. That's
shoulder,
what they call
shoulder surfing?
Shoulder surfing is when you look over somebody's shoulder to get their code off their ATM.
I only did that
one time to get into a room I was really allowed to be in, but nobody would give me the code for some asinine reason.
What room?
It was at a building I worked at. There was a secondary route you could take, but there was also the door that was in the main hallway. I was like, this is great. I could go the other way, and there is no alert thing, or I could go in the hallway, and it'd be fine. So nobody would give me the stupid code, so I just followed till somebody opened it, and I watched what numbers they put in.
Oh, that's so super spy of you.
It was either that, or I had to wheel my stupid cart full of equipment through this small hallway where all these programmers were working. And I was like, this seems really inefficient, when I could just walk over here and not bother anybody and go in that door that takes me to the same room. And people, I told somebody I did, they were like, don't tell people you did that. I was like, why not? I'm allowed in there, you bunch of savages. You just wouldn't give me the code. I'm a logical, reasonable fellow.
I know, that was actually really smart. I'm actually just, like, surprised that...
It wasn't wrong. Believe me, I would know if it was wrong.
I was going to say, Stephen wouldn't have done it.
No, I wouldn't have done it if it was wrong.
Had a bit, yeah.
I like doing things that are perfectly fine, yet feel shady. I like to do things that are bad, but not bad. They just feel like they should be.
I like to do things that are bad, but not bad, but feel like they might be bad.
Right. It makes me feel like I'm doing cool stuff. Congrats to Rogue Puppy Dog.
That's cool.
For getting second place in a Minecraft building competition.
All I know is that you can kill sheep.
But yeah, well, I learned that from Ragamuffin.
Yeah. I kind of really want to play that after watching now.
It's really fun. Like, I spent a lot of time just beating up blocks and getting dirt.
All my friends make penis, like, there's just penises everywhere.
Well, maybe you could be the opposite of that. You could just dig holes in the ground.
Oh my God, Steve.
What? What? What'd I say?
He acts like what?
What?
I'd say nothing.
I just like to do things that are bad but aren't really bad.
I see what you did there.
Well, we got through a whole one story this episode.
There's a Canadian man who smuggled 51 turtles in his pants.
It's not snapping turtles, I hope. You know, they only let go when the thunder strikes.
What?
Yeah, snapping turtle?
Thunder!
Beep boop boop beep boop boop beep boop. Sam loves that song, by the way. He loves that. Proud of him. Yeah, Thunderstruck.
So Steven tried to get on his XX hamsters dot porn.
No.
Site.
No, North Carolina is apparently getting just beat one side. So Duran Duran is playing the show that they promised to play. Felicia Day is still coming to Chapel Hill to do a book signing. But Bruce Springsteen's like, I'll show them. I ain't coming.
Yeah.
And other stuff.
Google's pulled out.
You know.
They're the father.
You know me and this topic.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand why hurting the citizens of North Carolina is...
Because we voted for these tool bags.
Okay.
And I say we, I mean, like, this is how democracy works. You know, those people...
You all suffer for the asshatism of the dipshits that you can't remove from office.
So just know Horseshoes and Hand Grenades stance, despite living here, is a stupid law. Doesn't need to exist. Shouldn't have to be there, for one thing.
If you're dressed like a woman and you want to pee with me, you can pee with me.
No one's checking your balls when you walk in the door, so I don't even know. It's unenforceable. This goes back to my Gary Johnson thing about the pet law.
Oh, yeah!
Right? Like, if a law is unenforceable, you shouldn't have it.
Right.
Like, no governor should sign it into law because they should look at it and go, how am I supposed to support this? How am I supposed to fund the bathroom stall police?
Right. So, there was a school. I saw this on the... Jon Stewart show that's no longer the Jon Stewart show. What is that? The Daily Show.
Yep.
So there's a school that will fine people 2500 What is that, 2,500?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, that is the amount. That is what that number means.
That much money if you go into the wrong bathroom. So by wrong, I mean you were born a dude. And
yeah, you win the...
Yeah. So he was like, my advice is to make friends with the trans community and keep spotting them in the bathroom and then sharing the money.
Like, there's that.
Yeah, because it's not the people, it's the school. The school has to pay them such amount of money. And I'm like, all you people over there, you and my friends, come to the bathroom with me.
You could do that. You could be actually, you know, love people.
Yeah.
Start with being friendly. You know, that would be helpful.
Everybody's like, I'm not worried about the trans community. I'm worried about, like, the people that are going to abuse it.
What are they even talking about?
I don't know. Apparently, there's, like, a whole section of, like, pedophiles that want to use the women's bathroom.
You know what? If they're worried about pedophiles, they should just ban uncles and aunts.
Right? Because that's...
Close family friends. That's your main threat there, buddy.
Yep. It's typically not people that you aren't acquainted with.
Generally, no. Generally, no strangers. Not to mention no strange trans strangers. It's not what I meant to say.
Strange trans.
Or how I wanted it to come out.
Strangers.
But it did.
Strangers. Strangers?
Strangers.
Strangers.
We should just move along.
We should stop. we should end the show.
But we love you guys. Thank you, everybody, for showing up. Thomas DK, man, you're right. I don't understand that either. It's double standard, if you ask me. Bruce Springsteen doesn't want to perform in North Carolina, but still going to perform in Egypt where gays get arrested on site. Yep. That's also, yeah. I mean, that happens. The Middle East is a lot tougher than we are, but somehow we're the devil. Because we are backwards. I mean, that's legit. We're backwards.
I'm like, there's somebody in the chat that called Steven a tool for wearing the most badass hat ever, and I'm like... Oh, you're four and you don't understand what head coverings are for.
They're children. You just have to show them love. That's all you can do. We're fine. You know what? I hope whoever that is has a wonderful day.
I hope a bird shits on your head, but whatever.
That's it's not appropriate.
And, you know, if you had the douchey tool-like hat, then you wouldn't get the shit on your head. But since you are going to wear the douchey tool hat, then you, sir, get shit on.
Well, it's like,
have a good day.
It's like Huey Lewis always said, you know, the power of love.
Yeah, that's why Steven's here. I only love you if you're cool.
I love you guys. You're awesome. Thank you for hanging out with us on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. We have had a very, very, very good time. Hopefully, you know, I say this every week, but maybe we'll get to actually streaming something that is fun to play here in the nearby future. But otherwise, just keep coming here for the show. Keep coming here for the podcast because we're having a really good time with it. We love you guys, and that's the important part. So download our show on iTunes and places that you can get shows because we love to see people download it. That makes us happy. Should make you happy because you get to smile and listen to it on your way to work or whatever. Re-listen and have a great time. You can always email us comments, hate mail, whatever.
How cool Steven's hat is.
Yeah, like I'm feeling beat down by an anonymous person.
I'm so annoyed. I'm like, no.
You're like when that dude said, show me your boobs, and I got all mad. Right? And you're like I don't care. It's like, I don't care. It's the best. It's like you're all Papa Bear now. You're like,
you'll make fun of Steven or I'll rip your wiener off.
Call us and leave us a voicemail at H&H Live on Skype. We'd love to hear from you. We could play it on the show. It'd be great. Follow us on Twitter. I'm Steve H&H and the show / Ashley is May. An H&H show where she tweets and hashtags everything. And you know what? You guys are awesome. Have a great week. We love you. We're going to leave you with these words of wisdom to carry you throughout the rest of the week till you see us again. It's from Pablo Picasso, the famous Cubist artist. He says, the purpose of art is washing the dust of daily life off of our souls. And that's what we're going to do.
That's beautiful.
That's what we do. Wash that dirty, dirty soul off.
Wash
your dirty soul. See you guys next time right here on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Bye.